It's outrageous. I mean, California basically wants to pass a bill that says you must stay gay.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, we've been sounding the alarm for years. We've been warning for years. We've been telling you what's coming for years. We've said that those who came out of the closet want to put us in the closet. We've said this is something that is going to affect churches across America, a fundamental assault on our freedoms of religion and conscience and speech. And many thought, why are you getting all involved with these issues? Why are you focusing so much on LGBT things? Aren't there more important gospel issues? We said, listen, we give ourselves to the gospel day and night. We seek to reach everyone with the message of Jesus day and night. We deal with all kinds of other issues all the time. But this is also something of tremendous importance. Friends listening across America and around the world, you need to understand what is taking place in California and the significance of this around the country. I have two special guests with me, Ann Polk. She is a mom. She is a ministry leader. She is an author. She has a powerful testimony herself of coming out of lesbianism and bringing many others into freedom through the message of the gospel. And Matt Sharp, senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom, where he directs the Center for Legislative Advocacy. So we want to tell you what's happening, but first just this bit of introduction. For some years now, there has been a major attack on young people wanting help with unwanted same-sex attractions. You've got a 17-year-old boy. Maybe he was molested growing up. He's confused. He feels attracted to the same sex, but he doesn't want to be. His parents are standing with him. He wants to see a professional counselor. There are a number of states now that have made that illegal. Yes, illegal. Now California is trying to make it illegal for anyone that wants to get professional help for unwanted same-sex attractions. That's just part of what is going on. So I'm going to bring on the air now Ann Polk. Ann, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
What a delight to be with you, Dr. Brown. Thank you.
And Matt Sharp, great to have you with us as well, Matt. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Matt, let's just lay out clearly exactly what's taking place, what kind of bill this is, what it means, how far it's gone in California.
Sure. So as you mentioned before, several states have adopted similar versions of these in the past few years, but they've always been focused on telling licensed counselors and therapists that they can't provide therapy to help people explore options when it comes to sexual orientation and gender identity confusion for individuals that have unwanted attractions or that say, I want to live consistent with my biological sex. A few states have outlawed that for minors. What's happening in California is a whole nother ballgame. They are now declaring this a deceptive practice under state law, and nobody can engage in it if there's any sort of financial transaction or anything like that. So this is everything from you've got a counselor, and a 44-year-old woman goes up to this counselor's office and says, I'm finding myself being attracted to a close female friend, but I'm happily married to my husband and three kids, and I want help overcoming this. That counselor must say, I cannot help you because the state of California says that's now unlawful. This impacts churches that have conferences. You could see a marriage conference where they're bringing couples in and giving them advice on overcoming unwanted attractions, or a conference dealing with gender identity issues. All of those would now be banned. This would also include books. And so a church bookstore, or Amazon for that matter, that sells books on helping people address gender identity confusion, all of those are now banned. And anybody that engages in that can get sued, subject to fines and costly damages and things like that. So this is a whole other level of really getting to the idea that you can now not talk or provide any materials that help someone overcome these unwanted feelings and confusion over gender identity.
All right, so we're talking now, and again, friends, Matt's an attorney. Matt is not a TV evangelist giving some hyped up, exaggerated message to draw on the crowd, you know, the stereotypical televangelist who's exaggerating things. Matt's an attorney, and the ADF, I think, has brought more cases before the Supreme Court than just about any other major legal organization in years now. So you're talking about frontline major attorneys that know what's going on. Matt, you're not giving a worst case scenario that no one agrees with, kind of the doomsday Chicken Little, the sky's falling, it's all over. This is what you just said is actually either written or implied in this bill.
Absolutely, it is. And the frightening thing is, we're already seeing efforts to try and enforce this idea, even in other states that don't have this law. So, for example, about a month ago in Michigan, two legislators found out that a local church was having a conference where they were talking about sexual orientation and gender identity, and especially for kids that are being bombarded with all of this stuff. And these legislators asked the Attorney General of the state of Michigan to open an investigation against this church for simply holding a conference where they present the biblical view on these issues. California is now trying to enshrine that into law and open up ministries, churches, colleges, not to mention licensed counselors that want to help people with a variety of issues, help them when they walk in the door. All of that is now going to be declared unlawful in California.
Mm. All right, Anne, you have lived for many years in the world of ministering to people with unwanted same-sex attraction, ministering to people with gender confusion. You've seen many people helped. You know those that claim, well, there are horror stories and this is traumatic and negative, et cetera. And is there any basis to the argument that, number one, people can't change, so this is deceptive, and number two, that professional counseling to help people is really harmful and should be outlawed?
Well, there's anecdotal statements from those who testified against for the bill, but amazingly, I went up to one of them afterwards and said, well, who was the counselor who gave you that counsel? And he refused to answer my question and ran away. Literally after the thing, I thought, wow, if you're maybe you don't have the data. So another fellow claimed to be counseled by Joe Nicolosi's firm, who didn't testify yesterday but often does. And he turns out he never even made a payment for counseling. He wasn't even in the counseling role. Joe Nicolosi Sr. passed away, but his son has access to all of that, who inherited his. So it's amazing the anecdotal stories that may or may not be true that are being touted by some of these folks.
But one thing, though, just to jump in, there are countless people have gone for professional counseling dealing with various personality issues or dealing with obesity or dealing with drunkenness or dealing with this and that, and they say, I wasn't helped at all. It was a waste of money. No one is going around trying to outlaw that as deceptive practices, whereas here, where you have case after case after case of people saying, I've been helped. I've been helped positively. This has been life-saving for me. That gets thrown out the window. I mean, this is a political witch hunt.
They really don't care that lives have been changed. In fact, they don't even bother to ask, is it possible to leave behind homosexuality? There is research done that answers that question, peer-reviewed research, and it answers it positively with little to no harm. In fact, it didn't show any harm, the research that was done by one gentleman who was very big in the APA. Another man who was Kaiser Permanente's president in San Francisco, also APA president, he said, you know, I've helped hundreds of people who were dealing with unwanted same-sex attraction. Yeah. I'm completely pro-gay. I have no problem. I'm for gay rights, but I don't mind helping people in their own goals to leave homosexuality. And he's helped hundreds of people over his career. So, and the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, 11 particularly, and that is what some of you were. Mm-hmm. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. That statement is being called a fraud.
Yeah,
says it's possible.
I know many people that have come out of homosexual practice and at all different levels. Some have,
sure,
either through counseling or an encounter with Jesus or something supernatural. They've literally gone from homosexual to heterosexual. I know others that have seen a great reduction in same-sex attraction to,
correct,
the point that they're in a solid heterosexual relationship. And others who said, hey, I abstain from the practice. I'm still attracted, but I don't go that way and my life is blessed. So we've seen it on all,
yeah,
different levels. But here we're – I mean, ultimately – we're talking about churches. So, Matt, just back to you on this. Let's say you're a pastor in California. You have a congregant, and this is a tithing member of your church. And for tithing members of the church, one of the benefits is that you get free pastoral counseling, you know, with a you know, trained pastoral counselor. There's no fee for that. It's just part of being a member in the church. So there's, in that sense, a financial transaction. And someone says, you know, I now that I'm following Jesus, I'm convicted by the word of God that I shouldn't be in same-sex relationships. I'm really not happy with it. I really want to be in a heterosexual relationship and have children. And goes to that pastor, and the pastor counsels that person, that theoretically, that pastor could be breaking the law if this bill passes.
That's right. And, you know, the pastor ought to win that case. And obviously, we would stand by that pastor and defend him. But all it takes is a couple of lawsuits like that where you get dragged into court,
yeah,
send a very clear message to churches, you better stop doing this or we're going to come after you. And so it paints a big bullseye on churches' backs. And even in that situation, you know, a lot of pastors may say, hey, there's a great book. You can go into our church bookstore or the local Christian bookstore that can help you out with that. That would also be banned. And so, I mean, of just denying people the ability to get the help that they're wanting, telling adults that they can't make their own choices when it comes to, I want to overcome some of these feelings, or I want to live consistent with what the Bible teaches or my faith teaches about this. It's just government overreach gone amok when they,
yeah,
feel that they can tell people this is what you can pursue and this is what you can't.
So, Matt, just 45 seconds before our first break, do you know of any other law that tells someone that you do not have the freedom of self-determination like this law?
No, this is an unprecedented one. We're starting to see some others pop up. In fact, one just passed last week in Milwaukee that's not quite as bad, but it's the same thing, telling adults what they can and cannot do. But this is a new breed that's rising up that goes at the core of what many religions teach, the ability to change and make your own determination.
All right, listen, friends, we are just getting started with my guests today. We've got more to talk about. I'll open the phones if you've got some questions a little bit later in the show, 866-34-TRUTH. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. There are churches now in California that have been silent for years that are now speaking up because they realize this is not just some culture war. This people, these are people's lives we're talking about. We'll be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I'm talking with Matt Sharp from the Alliance Defending Freedom and Ann Polk. You may have read some of her books about freedom and life change. You may have seen her on the air. Restoring Sexual Identity, Hope for Women Who Struggle with Same-Sex Attraction, one of Ann's books. So, Matt, the bill in California, where does it stand? Where does it look like it's going? And what can people do about it?
Sure. So the bill had its first hearing yesterday in one of the subcommittees and unfortunately blazed through, which is often the case in California. There's a lack of voices standing up for this. I think I just heard today the next hearing is scheduled for a week from yesterday, so next Tuesday. We need people to show up. We, you know, to speak out on this, to let them know why this matters to them, of churches to stand up, of contacting their legislators. And there's some great organizations that are leading the charge on this. One of them is the California Family Policy Council that has really been at the forefront of organizing and speaking out on this. And so I would definitely encourage anyone in California to reach out to California families and get in touch and see how they can get involved in this battle.
All right, so California Family Policy Council.
Right,
so
CaliforniaFamily.org.
Okay, all right, everybody got that? CaliforniaFamily.org. If you live in California, Go there today. Pastors, leaders, send your church members there. These folks are doing the hard work. You can join with them and make your voices heard. We are warning you in advance. And for years, critics have mocked any efforts for change in terms of sexual desire, romantic attraction, and they've called it pray away the gay.
Right.
Now, I'm sure you have some Christians that try to pray away the gay, just like you try to pray away everything. You know, you have migraine headaches, you try to pray them away, or you know, whatever problem you're going through. But I don't know anyone that was their professional ministry approach, just to quote, pray away the gay. So that was the
right.
mocking way to put it. You have professional trained counselors, therapists that sit with people, that work through issues, that get to the root of their problems, that help them, psychiatrists, psychologists, and pastors, leaders. But it gets mocked as pray away the gay. Well, I mean, this bill is basically like, you must stay gay, and then you must stay gender confused and things like that. Why in the world would people be so aggressive on this, Ann? I understand that if someone had a bad experience themselves, you know, trying to change their romantic attractions and it didn't work and they're frustrated and they think, well, I'm much happier now just being in a same-sex relationship. But why this assault on other people's freedoms? Where is it coming from?
Well, honestly, it's true that everything you said is true, that we're not trying to prohibit other people's right to remain gay. They're trying to prohibit our right to leave homosexuality in obedience to the faith or for any other reason, for that matter. Really matters not. I think it's personal conviction, honestly, that if some people can change, that there is it brings up the moral issue, and then self-conviction of, well, should I have changed? And that kind of thing, the personal responsibility element, we can't do anything about that. You have to be convinced that you're happily gay, or you might look at change. And if you're looking at change, that's up to you. You're an adult. You can make that decision, and families should have the right to look at all the options on the table, not just one. But they're claiming that is fraud, and that life change is fraud. Certainly,
you know,
there's no other measure in any other field that would ask, okay, so what's your percentage of success? But we had quite good success percentages that are generally above, say, leaving alcoholism, and we don't claim that that's a bad field to help people in simply because not everybody changes.
Right. And look, we're treating cancer with chemotherapy, and chemotherapy, everyone knows, has destructive effects on the rest of the body, or radiation, and yet the cancer is seen as far worse and therefore is treated, even if chemotherapy only helps a certain percentage of people. And then you can go, as you said, with counseling. And, you know, look, hypnosis to stop smoking cigarettes. You know, whatever the things are, get you in touch with alien identities to help you deal with obsessive eating. And all this stuff goes on and nobody bats an eyelash. But when you're talking about, okay, so you were molested when you were 11 years old for a 3-year period by your uncle. And after that, you notice that you were attracted to the same sex versus the opposite sex. And that's been a point of real turmoil for you. And you've struggled with it for years. And it violates your religious convictions. And you want to sit down with a trained professional to try to help get to the root of this and resolve these things. Illegal. I mean, it's utterly, absolutely outrageous. And Matt, back to you on this. Is it legal now in California? Let's say you got two lesbian moms. They've got an 8-year-old girl. The girl identifies as a boy. Is it legal to bring that 8-year-old to a counselor in California and for that counselor to say, okay, we want you to send your girl to school dressed as a boy. Then when your girl gets to be about 10 or 11, we're going to put them on hormone blockers to stop the onset of puberty and start to look towards sex change surgery. Is that legal in California?
Yes. And what this bill does is it makes that the only legal option going forward. And so
for any age, person of any age.
Exactly, yeah. It really makes it sort of a one-way street. And what's tragic is there's more and more science coming out about this, is saying, especially for young children, it's, you know, 90% that experience any sort of gender confusion, they grow out of it. If you let the natural processes, and yet now they're saying if, you know, 5 or 6-year-old says, Mommy, Daddy, you know, I'm a girl, but I think I'm a boy. The only thing the parents can do is find them help, push them further down that road of confusion that no, reject your biology, you're actually a boy. And that just flies in the face of good science as well.
All right. So in other words, what we're saying is, so now we'll have someone from any age, that a person, a biological male, feels that they're really a female. And I'm not minimizing the struggles, the agony they've gone through, anything, not minimizing that at all. Right? They feel they're a female. They are now going to be put on hormones for life. They are going to go through radical reconstructive surgery. They will never be a fully functioning female, say able to reproduce, have children, anything like that. But that's perfectly fine. Someone else, same person, biological male, struggling, feels like they're female, would like to go to get counsel and help to help them live in harmony with their biological sex without hormones, without radical surgery. And this law would say that is illegal. You can have the hormones and the radical surgery, but you can't have talk counsel to help you resolve the gender confusion. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly right. And especially with what you brought up, it would be very rational for a person to say, you know what, I'm dealing with this gender confusion, but I'm hearing all of this stuff, and I don't know that I want to go through surgery and hormones. Can I at least explore some options, and maybe there's a way to find peace and living consistent with my biological sex? California says, we don't care that you don't want that. We don't care that you're seeking that. We know what's better for you, and we're telling you that's off limits and that's illegal. Go down the path toward getting the hormones and surgery. And it's just so awful that they would tell people that are really exploring this that you don't get the option to explore that anymore. We're going to tell you what's best for you.
Yeah, and Anne, if we think back with a lot of legislature that passed and even the redefining of marriage by the Supreme Court and their extreme overreach, one of the fundamental arguments is, well, I'm born this way. This is who I am. I can't change. So if people can change, then that would violate that whole narrative and the whole gay is the new black or transgender is the new black. That gets completely undermined. And you think that's part of it, that if there's an admission that people can really change, that that whole narrative goes out the window?
It does. And, you know, the interesting thing is the gay community itself isn't set upon that philosophy. I mean, they're not all buying into it. In fact, there's arguments within the gay community about, well, what if there was a gene? What if they could, if that gene could be eliminated? I mean, so the folks in the gay community know that that's not necessarily true at all. It's become just the propagandist message that's being believed by the younger generations without data. It's been repeated so many times, it simply is believed. Now, the data itself, even the APA had to backtrack from that. They removed it from all their materials in 2009 and published, we don't know if someone is born gay or not. And that was a shocking admission on their part. So, honestly, the data doesn't back up the genetic claim at this point at all. There is no science backing up that claim. They knew that it would make a difference politically, and indeed it does. So they stick with the claim as long as that's effective. I find that to be a tragedy. You're using hearsay in order to pass all of these bills.
And you're going to leave people in torment and struggle that are not at home with these desires, people living in tension with their religious beliefs and convictions. And in fact, my producer sent me a clip from Perez Hilton, the gossip columnist, but as gay, proud, gay activist as you could be. And he's got an adopted son son through other means that's 5 years old. And he said that whatever his son is, he's going to embrace, and, you know, he loves his son, however he identifies. But if he had a choice, he would choose that his son would be heterosexual, not homosexual, because it's a lot easier. And then you go on with all the ability to reproduce naturally and all these other things. And yet a whole society would be told you must stay as you are, regardless of your desire for self-determination, regardless of your religious convictions, your moral convictions, your family preferences. It doesn't matter. You don't have a choice. Friends, this is the time to act. We've been warning for years and years and years, and this is massive. Go to californiafamily.org. Get involved. If you don't live in California, call your friends, have them listen to this interview. Time to take a stand. And Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome, friends. Hey, friends. Welcome to the Line of Fire. We've got some urgent business to talk to you about today. I am not running around like the sky's falling and it's the end of the world. I'm coming to you with a sober warning. No hype, no exaggeration. We have been sounding the alarm for years. We have been raising our voices for years. We have been telling you what's coming before it comes for years. And many still don't get involved. And many still sit on the sidelines. And many still say, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is very big. And it's about to hit California like a tsunami. And from California, it could easily spread to other parts of America. Just California alone would be horrific enough. I'm opening the phones, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Any questions having to do with LGBT activism? Any questions having to do with same-sex attraction, romantic desires, gender identity confusion? If you want to call me and say, well, I tried to change and change is impossible. If you want to call me and say, hey, God delivered me out of these things, I'm a changed person. If you want some input dealing with a family member struggling with these issues, we're here to help. But let me tell you what's going on. I've said for well over a decade, coming now on 13, 14 years, those who came out of the closet fighting for what they felt was equality and freedom, right? They can live their lives the same as a heterosexual lives his or her life. They can marry or be with whom they please without society looking down on them. They can freely, openly be who they are without legal restriction. In fact, wanting legal affirmation. Those who came out of the closet understand their motivation, understand what's behind it, saying this is who I am, I was born this way, or this is an expression that's healthy for me, why should you tell me how to live? Those who came out of the closet want to put us in the closet. I've said that repeatedly for well over a decade. Now, when I first started saying it, people mocked me and said, no one's trying to put you in the closet. No one's trying to put you in the closet. Then it changed some years back, and people began to say, bigots like you belong in the closet. Well, how far has it gone? I just read about a company, bridal company, and when they would not provide wedding attire and things like that for same-sex, quote, weddings, the harassment was such that they had to go out of business. There are courts basically seeking to bankrupt people who, in good conscience, said, I can't create a cake for a same-sex, quote, wedding, or I can't do the floral design for a same-sex, quote, wedding. And everything they have could potentially be taken from them. Oh, this is happening on and on, over and over. You have just read about a student on a Catholic campus getting ridiculed and reviled for standing for basic biblical moral values. In Canada, a bill was passed last year. Gender theory acceptance. Just looking for the exact. Yeah, Bill C-16, that you would be required by law. Someone identifies, like Bruce Jenner identifies as a woman, you would be required by law to call him Caitlin and to say she when referring to him. There could be legal penalty. Dr. Jordan Peterson, psychology professor there, said you do not write compelled speech into the legislation. Compelled speech. You must say these words. New York City, you could be fined up to $250,000 for violating that. This has been on the books for a few years now in New York City. So Bruce Jenner comes to work as Caitlyn, and you do not refer to him as Caitlyn, you'd be fined up to $250,000. Bruce Jenner says, I want to use the ladies' room. You say, well, that's for biological females. You'd be fined up to $250,000. Okay, it gets worse. It gets worse. Several states now, an increasing number, have passed outrageous bills making it illegal. Say that word out loud with me. Illegal. Making it illegal for a minor who has unwanted same-sex attraction or gender identity confusion, for that minor to get professional counseling to help them deal with unresolved same-sex attraction or unresolved gender identity confusion. Illegal. So you're a 16-year-old girl. You were raped by a male neighbor repeatedly between the ages of 8 and 9 without your parents knowing, and you were too terrified to tell them. Then as you got older, you began to see that you didn't really have an interest in being with men, but you felt safe with women and even felt yourself physically and sexually attracted to women. And you're a church-going young girl and you love the Lord and your parents are standing with you and you say, Mom, Dad, I'm attracted to the same sex. I don't like that. I want to get counsel. I want to get help. Illegal in a number of states, you know, for example, New Jersey. And one of the compelling testimonies that got the bill passed in New Jersey was based on complete fraud. The person made up a story as to what happened to them when they were a child and went to an alleged camp that no one could find any documentation that exists. But the name of it and everything came straight out of a RuPaul movie, according to everything we know. So, you know, Washington, D.C. and other states and districts have made it illegal for a minor. Okay, how about this? You're a 14-year-old boy, and you're a 10-year-old boy, and you felt like you're really a girl, and you like girly things more, and you feel like you're a girl trapped in a boy's body or something like that, and you want help, and you say, Mommy, Daddy, I don't like this. I want to be a boy. I mean, God made me a boy. I have male organs, and I want to be a boy, and I want to be a dad one day, but I feel like I'm a girl. Can we go to someone that can help me? No, it's illegal. Illegal. Yeah. Oh, okay, but hang on. What if that 10-year-old boy is convinced he's a girl, and he wants to go to a doctor who will now put him on hormone blockers to stop the onset of puberty? So you're talking about really messing with this kid biologically, right? You're going to now put him on hormone blockers until he gets into his years in puberty. So this way he's not going to change more into a male. And then maybe when he's 16, start to really prep him for a sex change surgery. And say when he's 18, give him sex change surgery. That's legal. This is insanity, friends. And this has been for years now in different parts of the country. Well, where it's going, where California wants to take it, is make it illegal for adults, for anyone, doesn't matter who you are. You're 50 years old. You're in the ministry. You've struggled for years with same-sex attraction, but you've been loyal to your wife and raising your kids and following the Lord, all right? And you said, I just need some professional counseling. I just need to sit with someone that can really help get the root of why is it I'm attracted to the same sex. I don't like it. I disagree with it. I know it's wrong in God's sight. Illegal. You can't do it. You couldn't go to your pastor if there was any financial transaction of any kind. If you were giving to that church and part of the church membership was you get free counseling from the pastoral staff at the church, they couldn't counsel. It would be illegal. We just had an attorney telling us that if the church had a book that would help you resolve unwanted same-sex attraction, right? You know, Joe Dallas's book, Desires in Conflict, or my book, Can You Be Gay and Christian, or Ann Polk's book, Restoring Sexual Identity, any of these books, the many books that are out. And the church says, here, we recommend this book, and you go to the church bookstore and buy it. That would be illegal. You say, oh, it'll never pass. It could well pass, friends. And listen, let me be blunt. Let me be candid. The only reason this stuff has gone as far as it is because most of the church has been silent. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. Listen. When you tell someone, if they don't believe in Jesus, that they're under God's judgment and will face hell in the future, Do you think that might hurt their feelings? When I tell a Jewish person, a religious Jew, that you need Jesus to be saved, when you tell a devout Muslim that you're lost without Jesus, do you think that might hurt someone's feelings? When you tell the drug addict and porn addict that Jesus wants to set him free from his addictions, he's like, well, I'm into these, man. I like this. You know, you're hurting my feelings. There are a lot of things we say that are going to hurt people's feelings. The fact of the matter is, we can be incredibly compassionate to everyone struggling with same-sex attraction, everyone struggling with gender identity confusion, compassionate, kind. I have met so many people that have told me that my compassionate, kind voice on these issues has helped them. Many have come out of homosexual practice, gender identity confusion. We hear from them on a regular basis. I meet them when I go out and speak. You can be full of love and compassion and at the same time say, this is an outrageous bill. No one's telling you that if you're same-sex attracted and you're happily in a relationship, you can't be. That's between you and God. You go to a gay church and you have blessing on your relationship from the gay pastor. It's between you and God. Of course, you're deceived. Of course, you're in error. Of course, that pastor's doing the wrong thing. But they're free to do it. They're free to practice that. If there are three men that say, well, we want to be a throuple, we're committed to each other. I'm not making this up. There are people, threesomes and stuff like that. And, you know, three men, three women. We want to be recognized as a throuple in God's sight. And the state law doesn't allow it, but God sees that love is love and church wants to bless it. That's between them and God. If two men and two women want to shack up in the same house and share a part, that's all between them and God. If someone says, hey, I'm very happy that I had sex change surgery, that's between you and God. No one's stopping you from doing that. How in the world can you try to stop people from going ahead with change in their own lives? Where do we get this notion that you must stay gay? You must be gender identity confused. You cannot seek change. It is utterly outrageous. I want to urge every single one listening and viewing, if you live in California, spread the word. This whole broadcast shortly after the show is over will be right on our YouTube channel, Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown. You can listen to the previous half hour, my interviews with Ann Polk and Matt Sharp, laying things out. If you have friends in California, contact them. Tell them to watch. Send this to every pastor and believer that you know. Send the link for this broadcast. It's urgent. I'll be writing more about this as well. You'll be able to share the article. And to make a difference, go to californiafamily.org. californiafamily.org. They're doing the heavy lifting, but they need your help, your support. Get involved. It's not too late to make a difference. But friends, we've been warning you. We'll be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Ultimately, every decision I make for my son is what I think is best for his future. I don't want to do anything that could potentially hurt him.
That was Perez Hilton, famous gossip columnist and as out and proud a gay man as you'll find. If you remember some years back with a Miss America pageant, he asked Miss California a question about same-sex, quote, marriage. And she answered, you kind of fumbled through the answer a little bit, but answered as a Christian should answer. It's a bit of an odd picture in terms of the, well, I won't get into all that now. It's just a side issue. But she answered in a Christian way, not the most powerful answer, but she stood her ground in a difficult moment. And that basically cost her the negative vote then from Paris Hilton and whatever other aftermath. That cost her being Miss America. So Paris Hilton is certainly not shy about his gayness or about gay activism. But I want you to hear something absolutely shocking that he said. Listen to this quote.
If my son turns out to be gay, or if he's already gay and not able to articulate that because he's only five, I will love my son unconditionally and support him. If my son is transgender, I will love him and support him unconditionally. However, if I had my preference, I would prefer my son to be heterosexual because that's easier. As a gay man, I'm not ashamed of being gay, but if I could go back in time and when I was 18, be given a choice, you can choose to be gay and be gay, or you can choose to be heterosexual and be heterosexual, I would have chosen then to be heterosexual.
Remarkable, remarkable admission, even in today's climate, saying it would be easier to be heterosexual. It's a choice that he would have made if he could have made it. And not only so, the idea of being able to naturally reproduce a child with the person that you love is something that cannot be done with a gay couple. I'm not saying gay couples don't love each other. I'm saying that the person that they love the most in a relationship, if they are homosexual, is the person they cannot reproduce a child with, and now bring someone into the world that is the reflection of the two of them coming together as one. They can't do that by nature, by design. It's not like a barren heterosexual couple by design and nature. They should be able to reproduce, but there's an aberration there. I'm talking about by design and nature, these two cannot reproduce. So add that in as well. I remember talking to a gay man on the plane one day, and we were just chatting and telling about his job and diversity at Bank of America, et cetera. And I asked him, if you could push a button and be straight, would you? And he said, I think the other way. So, you know, you're happy, totally happy being gay and all this. He goes, well, we can't have children. The sadness. Now, all the more you say, well, that proves people can't change. They would if they could. I'm not saying it's easy, and I know many have tried unsuccessfully. But here's what's remarkable. Number one, Paris Hilton's openness, which I appreciate. And number two, that in the context of this larger quote, he's talking about, you know, sending his son to dance class or something like that. Well, he didn't want to do it because that could maybe contribute to him being gay. In other words, it's not just that you're born this way. That environment can contribute to these things. And yet, if the legislation passes in California, what it would mean is you don't have a choice in the matter. You're 18 and you say, I don't want to be gay. Can I get help? No, you can't. It is deceptive medical practice. It would be like a doctor charging $1,000 for a pill to cure cancer, or a doctor charging $1,000 for a pill to instantly remove obesity or whatever. And it's not true. That's, you know, medical fraud, and trying to argue this. It is so utterly bogus. Look, a few years ago, there are two APAs, American Psychiatric Association, American Psychological Association. The former put together a task force to look into whether attempts to change orientation were harmful. Everyone on the task force was either openly gay and gay activist or an ally. I think there were about six people. And when I checked, maybe five were openly gay/gay activist. And then the sixth was straight, but a gay ally. All right. So the whole thing was completely slanted. There were plenty of people with fine qualifications that met all the stringent standards of the APA, professional qualifications that could have been on the task force. When they asked, could you put at least one of us on the task force? No. So this would be like appointing Al Gore and members of Greenpeace to decide whether man-made climate change is real. That's what it would be like. It would be like appointing all activists from Black Lives Matter to determine whether the police are unfairly treating blacks. It would be like having David Duke and former members of the Ku Klux Klan determine whether blacks were equal to whites. I mean, whatever ugly thing you want to come up with, whatever scenario and whatever, right or wrong or good or bad, whatever, it just, I don't care where you stand on any of those issues, okay? My point, well, I mean, some of them are ugly, but my point is, it would you appoint the panel that's going to come to the conclusion that you want. All right. It would be like putting 10 of us leaders together who all believe in the infallibility and authority of Scripture to discuss the question, does the Bible say anything to us about how we should live? Well, you know the answer before we go in the room. You know the answer. And yet, the task force, after going through the research with all of the built-in bias that was there, could not definitively say that that counseling for unwanted same-sex attraction caused harm. They couldn't prove benefit. They couldn't prove harm. Now, the newspaper headlines were, show us it's harm. That's not actually. I researched this in depth. I lay it all out in detail in A Queer Thing Happened to America. There is a feminine lesbian activist, Lisa Diamond. Notice I did not say born-again Christian. Notice I did not say conservative Republican. Notice I did not say former homosexual. I said a lesbian feminine activist, Lisa Diamond. And she is campaigning loud and clear. When I say campaigning, I mean trying to get a message out in academic peer review articles and YouTube talks and popular media through books to say it is a myth, this whole myth that you're born gay and you can't change. It's a myth. So you have increasing legislation, state after state after state after state after state, increasing legislation claiming that you're born this way, you can't change, and minors can't get counsel. Now, if it goes through in California, adults can't get professional counsel for help. And the flip side, all the evidence is going in the opposite direction. Friend, you're talking about an all-out assault on freedom of religion, speech, and conscience. We've been telling you for years it's coming. We've been telling you for years. What are you going to do now? Don't get angry at your gay neighbor. Gay neighbor is trying to live their life, all right? You got a gay neighbor, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Be a great neighbor. Be compassionate. Be kind. You have a kid that comes out as gay, show that kid your unconditional love. Say, hey, we hold plainly to these things, about what the Bible teaches and what's best, but you're a son, you're a daughter. We love you. We're always going to love you. We're here for you, period. No one's arguing about that. No one's saying it's easy. If you got a four-year-old boy that's convinced he's a girl and is struggling, no one says that's easy to walk through that, except know, again, aside from even divine intervention, that the vast majority of those kids who are identifying as gender confused at four will not be doing so at 14 or 15. And there's a reason in California right now that one article that I read said that 27% of kids surveyed were gender confused. What, suddenly it just changed from 0.5% or 1% to 27%? That's what's happening through the constant bombardment through the media and social media and schools, that people are getting confused. Look, you ask a little boy, you know, who do you want to marry when you get older? I want to marry my mommy. They don't understand things. Now you tell a little boy, do you like playing with girly things? Well, sometimes I do. Oh, maybe you're really a girl and trapped in a boy's body. You start messing with these innocent little minds. Friends, this is serious business. Go to californiafamily.org. Please, here's what you can do. It's this simple. You have a friend in California, your pastor, leader, get the word out. Just share this video, this audio. If you're listening, if you're watching, just share it with others. And again, in moments, we will be live. We're live now. This will be posted on our Ask Dr. Brown YouTube channel, AskDR Brown. Just share it with others. Get the word out. Go to californiafamily.org. Get educated. I'm glad to see influential Bethel Church in California in Redding. Normally wouldn't be speaking out about these things, but they recognize the urgency of this. There are actually three bills. And they've put out statements, I'm sure other churches have, mega churches, small churches. We want to bring attention to some alarming upcoming legislation in the state of California. And they go on with the implications of that. Friends, it's that serious. Oh, if we acted 10, 15 years ago, we wouldn't be where we are today. But this is where we are. It's not too late to act. Take a stand, friends. Do what's right. And pray for awakening in the church. The problem started with our slumbering. It'll stop with our awakening. We'll be back with you 30 Jewish Thursday tomorrow.